What is the impact of a hunger strike? Perhaps the answer lies in how you measure it. Across the state right now, about a dozen CSU students at six campuses stopped eating solid food in the middle of last week as a protest against higher tuition, executive salaries, and school management issues. Their demands, according to them, have not been met, but the hunger strike has made news across the country. Some of the students have had a meeting with their chancellor. And the California Faculty Association is watching closely as its members have voted to authorize a strike on CSU campuses for the fall. The students, two of them, are with us in studio today to talk about their hunger strike. We have Yemi Lopez-Lemus and James Damiani. Good morning to the two of you.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Beth.
How are you?
We're doing good. I'm hungry, holding in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry and tired from the trip down to Long Beach, but hanging in there.
Can you tell me specifically how it's feeling now that you're in, what, day five or day six?
Day five.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it goes, I'm really cold. I think I should have wore pants. I didn't think about my body not being able to regulate its temperature as well, I guess. A little bit shaky.
Yeah. And my body's feeling, starting to feel the tiredness of the lack of food. But I feel like I've been re-energized from taking the trip down to Long Beach to meet the other hunger strikers and seeing and celebrating our victory coming out of a chance meeting with the chancellor this past Friday.
I'd like to hear about that meeting. I do want to know, are you drinking vegetable juices? Are you taking vitamins? What are you doing for some nutrition?
Yeah, we are drinking water with honey and lemon. We're also taking vegetable and fruit juice. Drinking.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the meeting on Friday.
I think we came out of there victorious and ready to schedule another meeting for negotiation. Leading up to that meeting, it was really, the meeting itself was a victory. We gave the chancellor 30 days to respond from first trying to schedule a meeting with him. And he had said no, he didn't have time for us. But within 2 days of rolling out the hunger strike campaign, he got back to us and said he'd found some time to meet with us. James, would you like to share with us a summary of the meeting?
Yeah, during the meeting, we had four students in there. It was Donnie from Long Beach, Lola from Cal State LA, Tito from Long Beach, and David from Fullerton. And they brought the four demands to the chancellor. I believe they did a really good job when they were in there. He didn't have many responses when we brought up how it may bring hundreds of classes to just eliminate the executives' car and housing allowances. Yeah, there wasn't much of a response from the chancellor, so I believe that they were strong in the meeting. And though he didn't agree to any of the demands, I feel that we made a good stand to show that we have viable mm-hmm. options.
He also had no answers when we gave him the concrete suggestions of, one, putting a five-year moratorium to tuition increases. We also asked that when cuts be made, they should first and foremost be made to executive salaries, not our classes and our student services. And the last demand was that freedom of speech be extended to include entire campuses and also the office, because over the years, we've been harassed by administration and where we can table and where we can gather to share with students the crisis of what's going on with the cuts to higher education.
You've made some aggressive demands, rolling back salaries to the 1999 level and a five-year moratorium. And the response from the CSU leadership has basically been, our hands are tied because the legislature regulates so much of what happens in funding for the CSU system. Do you accept that? Believe it?
The students at this point believe that the demands we've presented are doable and they can give them to us. They point their fingers at the legislators, but we are saying that, yes, there are two problems. There's a problem at the legislative level with the decrease in funding from them, but then there's a mismanagement of funds within this, the Board of Trustees. We've done our homework and we see their car and housing allowances. And when they tell us they've had to adjust their way of living because a spouse of a campus president has lost their job, it's just not easy to believe when they're getting a six-figure salary. And then they scheduled huge fancy dinners on our budget. This Tuesday and Wednesday, they're going to be meeting down in Long Beach for the Board of Trustees meeting. And on Tuesday night, they're going to be meeting at Chancellor's office for a dinner while students are starving and they refuse to address our demands.
We did reach out to the CSU Chancellor Charles Reed to join the discussion today. He was not available for today's show. We did get a statement from a spokesman, Mike Uhlenkamp, who said that, yes, the chancellor, of course, did in fact meet with the students at this point. And one of the key things that they told us is that the hunger strike is not changing the conversation, that this conversation continues to be what it has been since 2008, that they're trying to push the legislature to increase funding to the CSU system, and kind of characterize the hunger strike as misplaced frustration. James, I want to ask you, when students walk up to you and say, why are you doing this, as opposed to just the list of demands and hearing what the chancellor's office says, what do you say student to student?
What do I say student to student? Why am I doing this? Personally, I started it going to Sac State in 2006, and I've watched the tuition go up from that point almost double what it used to cost me to go full time. And I used to be a double major, and I had to drop a major essentially because I want to be able to get out in time and not have my debt increase over $20,000, which I would have never thought would happen just going to the CSU. And a lot of people can understand that, and a lot of people have watched the fees go up, and they don't know how they're going to pay for school in some situations. Some people that are coming back, returning students like I am, are struggling to find ways to pay for school now. And so that's how I talk student to student.
I'm going to bring in two more guests in our studio, Dr. Margarita Berta Avila, who is a professor in the Bilingual Education Graduate Program, and Dr. Lois Bulgarides, who has taught at Sac State for 15 years in the Department of Kinesiology and Health Science. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have the word strike amongst your membership as you are authorized perhaps to go on strike in the fall. What do you think of the hunger strike that these students have staged?
Well, we're very concerned for our students. We're hoping that they're staying healthy and that they are taking care of themselves. We realize that they are showing a commitment to a cause, and they have tried to talk to the chancellor and they have tried to talk to the legislature, but they have gotten nowhere. And so this is their way of calling attention to the problems that students are facing. And we can certainly relate because faculty and students are facing the same problems. The budget is being balanced on the backs of the students and on the backs of the faculty. And we certainly do stand together in our concern for the quality of education at Sac State.
What is the situation with negotiations that are planned or could be planned between now and the fall to avert a strike or reach some resolution to your issues?
Well, we're in the middle of a process. It's a legal process that has its own timeline. We did have a strike vote 2 weeks ago, and it passed overwhelmingly with a 98% support of that. And because of that, the chancellor has and his bargaining team have come back to the table. So we are not sure exactly what form the process is going to take, but we do have to go through fact-finding, and it's a several months long process before we find out whether we will be able to reach an agreement. It could happen tomorrow or it could happen in 3 months, and we're ready, though, to go on strike if we're not given a reasonable offer.
I'll ask you the same questions I asked the students, and that is that the CSU response is that their hands are tied to a great degree by the legislature and the economics of our state right now. Do you accept that?
I think I agree also with what Yamie was saying. I think we're looking at the situation here twofold. One, with the legislative realities, but also realizing that though the chancellor is saying that he is advocating for the concerns and realities of the CSUs, that is not something that we see as truly being evident. And so we do feel as well that there are ways and means in which the chancellor can really make the attendance at CSU structure a reality versus one in which we're beginning to see students leave the system, go out of state, attend other universities, or not attend any university at all.
That was Dr. Margarita Berta Avila. We also have with us Dr. Lois Bulgarides. And I want to get back to the students for a minute, Yamie. And James, what would you like other students to do?
We want them to stay engaged. We want them to follow us at Sac State SQE on Twitter, Sac State SQE on Facebook, and to really look at the numbers. They're saying that their hands are tied, but then they use some of our money to lobby against some of the bills that will begin to bring a sustainable revenue. So we're saying, do your homework, stay engaged. And they're saying that the dialogue hasn't changed, but I think for the students, the dialogue has begun, and this is only the beginning of our negotiation for student priorities to be at the forefront.
You're planning to continue your hunger strike until Wednesday, James, is that right? Or Thursday?
We hold conference calls about that, and right now we're negotiating. Maybe Wednesday we'll contact the hunger strikers down south on a conference call, probably within the next 48 hours, and talk about that.
How watchful or aware are you of what this can do to your bodies? Because if you are to Google hunger strike, there is a very compelling list of potential problems that for some people could end in death, depending on how far you take it. So how aware are you of the real risks?
We are well aware. We consulted a doctor before joining onto the hunger strike. We've scheduled regular checkups. But I think this shows how much this cause means to students, that we're willing to put our bodies and our health on the line to keep the access to higher education opened. I mean, it broke my heart when the doors were closed last spring to 16,000 students, because I know the difference higher education has made in my life and in my family's life.
Sac State student Yemi Lopez-Lamas and James Damiani, thank you for joining us. We will have links to more information on our website at capradio.org/insight, and we'll continue to follow the story as it develops. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, we'll speak with the author of a new book about jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi.